love Flurry Pan.
Dude,
it's so sick.
I'm just pumped that people like them as much as I do. Like, they are so calming and enjoyable to paint. I didn't know that people were going to be this excited about them, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of just humbled in a little bit. Yeah. Like, I talked to some of my artist friends and they're like, some of them get it. Some of them don't. Some of them are frustrated that I'm seeing success, but that's the crab situation.
Wait, really?
I mean, no, not to name specifically, but no, I've had interesting conversations, which I will say, you know, it's simplistic, right? And that's part of the thing that really frustrates some of my friends that their skills are very fine-tuned and they're able to depict a world that is very photorealistic with paints. And it's just different, right? They're just different art. And
I am not surprised that you are having those conversations, because in some of my conversations, this has nothing to do with Floaty Friends, but it's like kind of the same thing. Yeah, where like, there's certain stuff that works really, really, really well. And stuff that is like beautiful and should work really, really well, and it just doesn't. And I'm always in the camp of like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, like people, there's always going to be those people who are like so fucking talented and can do shit. I mean, everybody's more talented than me. I can't do fucking anything, but like that can do the coolest shit and make the nicest stuff. And it's beautiful. It sounds great. It looks beautiful. It's awesome.
Right.
But there's always this like thing on the other side that's like, oh, that's it. And I like kind of live in that world where I'm like, yeah, that's the shit. Cause that everybody, but now I can't make Floaty Friends. Like I can't.
You could.
I promise you can't.
Because there's nothing really difficult about this art process. It's the fact that I'm doing it. Now your friends would look different than my friends. Your process would probably be different. Your result would be different, right? But at its core, I am just taking a dab of paint and dragging it down with a palette knife.
Yeah, but that's like so, like it like looks like it's something I could do, but I know that I can't. And I think that's the thing. But and that's with like a lot of things in life, right? Like okay, so if you go listen to this Zach Bryan guy, right? Like it's just like guitar, like an acoustic guitar and a dude singing.
Sure.
It sounds like anybody can do it. Like you should be able to do this.
You could.
But you fucking can't. You know what I mean? Like it's like there, and granted, like he's writing lyrics, it's a whole thing. But like it's just there's something when something is broken down and made look so easy, or like just not what the purpose of something should be, that's kind of where it, in my opinion, it always crushes. And like I've very rarely been wrong when I've like seen something and I'm like, that fucking rules. That's the thing. And then check in later and it's always the thing. Like,
sure.
It's my favorite part about being alive.
So like, I will agree with you that there is a simplicity that has taken me, I don't know, 2 decades of making art to get to. These are like, you can go back, you could probably even go back on my Instagram feed and trace, like you could follow how these things came to be, like from my old hunchy drawings to these digital illustrations I was doing to just a bunch of shit, right? Repeating shapes. I'm standing on the shoulders of Escher and Warhol and I don't know, Basquiat in a way. But
I have
anyway,
no idea who any of those people are.
This is how I felt like when you were telling me these country names. I gotta believe somebody knows the names that I just, those are big names, by the way.
I know Warhol, like Andy Warhol.
Yeah, Andy Warhol.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know him. The other two, yeah. I've never fucking heard of him in my life.
Basquiat was a very prolific painter around the same time as Keith Haring and Andy Warhol. Keith Haring has the simplified chalk paintings from New York City.
Anyway, I believe
M.C. Escher. M.C. Escher is a very old illustrator. He was the one that did those crazy rooms with the, like, I'm going up the stairs and I'm going down the stairs and I'm going up the sideways stairs that the Family Guy made fun of. He also made, so he was big on repeating shapes, which the word is escaping me, and people are listening at home being like, it's called this, you fucking idiot. And I'm like, I know, you're right. I didn't look it up. But anyway, that's what he was known for. And this is not helpful. Point of my story is, thanks, homie. Point of my story is, I appreciate that people are into them. I have big plans for them. I just did another commission for this one for our good friend Sean Rose.
Aww,
yeah, this one, I'm really pumped with how this one came out. His idea was, can you make me one that's red, white, and blue? But in the bottom corner, can you make six ghosts that represent my family? So it's all sick. Red, white, and blue. And then it is a chocolate colored ghost, a peach colored ghost, and then four like caramel colored ghosts.
Wow, that's sick.
It looks dope as fuck.
Hell
so
God.
That video, I got to put that video together and put it to Instagram with their pushing reels.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been selling them, which is the thing that I'm most impressed about. And yeah, I don't know. I want to keep making more. I think I want to do a whole show of them. Like with a big cardboard. Yeah, big cardboard cutout with people can put their face through them.
Oh, that's sick.
But it's like, I don't know, right? They're simplistic, but they do have, there are exploring ideas. Like, I don't know. Here's a question. I don't know if you ever asked yourself, what color is your spirit?
I don't know. Like,
same. I have no fucking clue. But it's an interesting question that I'm going to continue to bend your mind, because this is the kind of shit I've been studying and reading up on and trying to like solve the thing that is the, you know, fried bologna in my head. The idea that we are not this, our bodies are not who we are, because we have thoughts. We have this inner dialogue. We have ideas. We have something else, right? We are just driving these machines. Like we're all fucking little Terminators or whatever, or Transformers. Nope. None of those get driven. A thing that gets driven. A car. Like we're all these cars.
Yeah.
Not the movie Cars, because those are self-driving. Get out of my head.
That's more like my inner monologue is more like Cars. Like just like little, it's like a Pixar thing. Like
that sounds lovely. So the idea, right, that, and I'm not trying to get all heady that we all have spirits and we're all going to go to heaven. I don't know. I don't really necessarily believe in that. What I believe in is that we have energy, and our energies are more similar than we give them credit for. And that we all have these machines that are different colors and different shapes and different sizes and different backgrounds and come from different places. But the energies that are driving said machines have more things in common than they don't. And they have like these needs. So the idea that at the end of these machines, when we are no longer driving our machines and our energy is released to the cosmos, our true color, our spirit color will come out. And that's like kind of, we're all friends here, because our machines can no longer war and no longer wage any threats. Our spirits are just chill. We're all vibing, and we vibe in different colors. And sometimes we vibe all chaotically, and we're vibing.
I'm into it.
It's heady, it's deep, it's out there. And it doesn't have to be that, right? The person that purchases one of these paintings or even just looks at one of these paintings can take away whatever they want to take away from it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like what, I mean, to me, like that's like what art should be, right? Like, isn't that like what it is when you boil it down? Like, here's this thing, take what you want.
Basically.
Hell yeah. Like I hope somebody gets mad at that sentence. Like, I want somebody to be listening and be like, that's not how you fucking explain art. And I'm like, dude, it is.
I mean, it truly is. Like, the artist has intention. Artists have ideas that what they want to convey. But once it's created, they have no control over how it's received. So however it's received is how it's received. And the, I don't know, stuff like this, right? This is borderline abstract. Abstract art always tells you far more about the viewer than it does about the artist, because people see what they're already familiar with. So they're going to relate to something. They're going to see these and maybe they think it's sperm, or maybe they think it's thumbprints, or maybe they think it's whatever, right? It's just going to be the thing that their brain, their little fried bologna in their head related to.
Yeah, that's rad. I love how you're like in this whole, like you're like studying like deeper shit. Like it's cool that like one of us is there. I think it makes the podcast better and like everything better. Because my, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, this is so, so opposite of what you just said. And everything you said, I'm like, fuck, I wish I was there. But at the same time, I'm like, I had like this moment
okay.
the other day. So I've been like all over the place, so much going on. And I like took a minute, I took a whole week where I didn't That's listen to
pop. Those are two different spans of time. Sorry, keep going. You went from a minute to a whole week. Sorry, that was stupid.
Good point.
I didn't mean to derail you. You took a whole week.
I didn't realize I said it. So I took a whole week of not listening to sports talk radio or podcasts. Couldn't handle listening to people talk anymore.
I get it.
Because it was just so insane. And then last week was my, and I listened to nothing but music. And I listened to like, oh man, I've been keeping a spreadsheet of every record I've listened to since the beginning of the year.
Okay. Okay. And
like, my goal was to average a record a day. So like some days I'll listen to like 10 records. Some days I'll listen to no music at all. And I mean, I'm like right now, I'm like very far past.
Sorry, can I ask one question? Is it 365 different records in a year or just 365 records? Like you can listen to one record multiple times.
Well, yeah, there's some that I've listened to multiple times for sure. Ideally, I would like, and I think I can very easily hit the 365 different ones.
Sure.
Especially now where I've kind of like reframed my listening.
Respect. You know, just curious. Ability, just curious what your goal was.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is just like, hey, let's just hit 365. And I guess I never like thought about the fact. And I'm like, I'm keeping track of when I listen to like multiple, you know what I mean? Like the same record multiple times.
That's interesting data.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, it's kind of cool because sometimes I'll look at it like, oh, fuck, I was in a mood that day. And it was like, just like De La, Tribe, fucking Public Enemy. Like, it's like, oh, literally all I cared about was old hip hop. And then there'll be other days when I'm like, oh, cool, it's Matchbox 20, it's Third Eye Blind. It's like, oh, I clearly was like in a very like 90s vibe of that day. But like, so last week I was like, all right, cool. On my drive into work and my drive home, like I'm gonna like get back into listening to podcasts, and it was kind of refreshing some of them. But I also like went a little nuts and deleted, like I save episodes of things to like go back and listen to later, and I went back and deleted every single like marketing podcast or any podcast that like on the surface should teach me something. I deleted all of them. I want nothing to do with it because I realized like they literally bring nothing to my life. I don't learn anything. It's bullshit. Everybody's so annoying. And I was like, maybe that's why I was going nuts. Like, I can't handle one more person telling me about like algorithms and shit. Like, they don't even know what they're talking about. Nobody knows what they're talking about. I can't handle it anymore. So I have like one marketing related podcast that I enjoy, and it has nothing to do with what I do, which I think is why I enjoy it. And then the other thing I was listening to was like this interview stuff, but with like comedians and shit. And I was like, oh fuck, like I don't even like listening to marketing stuff. I think it sucks. But I was driving home last week and I was like, there was a Seth Rogen podcast that kept showing up in my stories and I didn't know what it was. I just knew like it was an interview with Seth Rogen and I couldn't listen to it because it was like during my week of no podcast. I was like, fuck, I gotta like remember this is a thing. So I'm like, I left work last Wednesday and I'm like driving. I put something else on, fucking hated it. And I was like, what was that Seth Rogen thing? And all I did was type in Seth Rogen and like, don't do this at home or like while you're driving, but like I was driving. And so I couldn't really see my phone that well. And I was like, okay, fuck. And I knew it was kind of new. So this podcast popped up, said whatever, Seth Rogen. And then the date on it was like, like last Monday. And I was like, that makes no sense, but whatever. So I just hit play. And like the whole beginning of the podcast, I had no idea what I was listening to. Like it was just like some dude talking. And I was like, oh, this is good. Or like two guys talking. I was like, this is kind of cool. And it just like.
Turns out you're listening to Seltzer Time?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No, it was the episode we did with Seth Rogen. No, so it was like just like two guys talking. They haven't gotten Seth yet. And the whole time I'm driving, I'm like, what the fuck am I listening to? But like I had like a GPS on. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then finally they started talking to him. And I'm like, okay, hell yeah. Now Seth's on. But I also like, I know this other voice. And I like somehow missed what, like if he said his name or whatever. Turns out it was, do you know who Justin Long is?
Yeah.
So him and his brother have a podcast called like Life is Short. It was that.
They're both named Long. That's great.
Exactly. And I literally did not know that A, that that podcast existed, or B, that I literally had been listening to it for like 20 minutes at that point. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. When I tell you, I have never enjoyed, and this is like fully because of Seth Rogen, not because of the podcast, but I have never enjoyed listening to anything that wasn't like four bands ever in my entire life than I did that episode of that podcast. It was the most entertaining thing I have ever listened to. I was like cracking up. I was sitting there like, dude, Seth Rogen, like I don't know, that big like celebrity guy. I don't really like care.
Bologna sandwich, but keep going.
Seth Rogen is like, he's like so fucking cool. He's perfect. Everything he said was perfect. I wish I could get the whole fucking interview tattooed on my body. It was so good. I was like, I got home. I was like, you're not going to believe it. I was like telling Naomi. She's like, oh yeah, I heard that podcast. It was great. And I was like, fuck the podcast. Seth Rogen's God. This is the best thing I've ever listened to in my entire life. Like it just like re-energized my entire life. This fucking podcast. It was the, like, I was sitting there like, oh my God, this is what I now understand when people are like, I read this book and it changed my life. Except for me, I'm like, yo, I listened to the Seth Rogen interview. And
so how did this change your life? How did that?
Because he's like, fucking awesome. Like, I always knew he was awesome. It's just like, when you listen to him talk, like the way he breaks down shit is just like actually real. Like he was talking about like fucking Ted Cruz and like how he's like, oh yeah. Cause just long as like, oh yeah. He like picked a Twitter fight with you. And he's like, yeah, like what? That's ridiculous. And so he was talking about how like, he's like, oh, have you ever met any politicians? And Justin Long's like, yeah, like, I mean, not the ones you've met, but like, yes, I've met politicians. And he's like, the more politicians you meet, the more you realize like they're the least intimidating people ever. And I was like, okay. that's kind of true. Like, I mean, I've obviously never met like fucking the president.
You know, Sean Rose. We've met Jim McGovern. He's a politician.
Yeah, but he's cool. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, like, yeah, he is a politician. That's true. But it's like, am I intimidated by Jim McGovern? Like, no. Like, I don't know. Like, it was so cool. The way he like talked was like perfect.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, like, it just like had me thinking so much. I was like, am I intimidated? What am I intimidated by? Who am I intimidated by? I have no idea. Like, maybe Seth Rogen. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm like, Seth Rogen seems like the coolest person of all time. I don't know. It was so fucking interesting. I'm honestly, it's weird. I usually don't do this, but I'm planning on listening to it tomorrow on my way to work. Like, I'm excited to wake up. I've also got to
listen to it again.
And listen to it again. Like, it, dude, I'm telling you, it changed my life.
I still don't understand how it changed your life, though.
I'll take notes. I'll take like detailed notes about it, and we'll
maybe not, because you'll be driving.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, I'll figure something out. But
not unless you're doing voice notes.
I'm telling you, he has a book that just came. Well, it came out like last year, but like the paperback's out now.
So has his career inspired you to do something?
His career's definitely inspired me, but like, it's more just like the overall vibe. Like, everybody's like, oh, I love Seth Rogen. I'm like, dude, everybody fucking loves Seth Rogen. Obviously. But like, when you like listening to him talk about shit, I could do that. I mean, but it's weird because I also listened to another. I ended up finding that podcast that I was originally looking for. The one that like was all over my feed
right,
like, the week
right.
before.
Sorry, this conversation has taken a turn.
Sorry.
You're good. You're keep going. Keep going, team.
I did find it and I did listen to it on Thursday. And I didn't like it as much. It was still great, like fucking Seth. But it, you know what it was? The reason why it was in my feed, because it's like a fucking marketing podcast. And it's called like the Diary of a CEO or the Day in Life of a CEO or something. Fucking, I probably listened to one episode and didn't think it was interesting because it's fucking not. Sure. And then for some reason, Seth Rogen was on this podcast. And that's what kept showing up in my feed. And I was like, fuck yeah. I tripped, fell into a totally different podcast. The whole vibe of it was perfect. Then I listened to this other one where it was like not as loose, not as like it was like kind of like a serious podcast.
Okay.
And, I mean, he was still awesome, but like the person asking him the questions was very like I don't know. It was just, like it was kind of gross. Like I felt gross.
Stiff, bored, like
kind of, yeah. It was just more like oh, like what did, how has this led you to be more like efficient in your life?
Did he ask him like what inspires you? Because that's, as an artist, that's one of the questions that I laugh at the most, because everybody's looking for, it's like stupid easy questions that every freaking interviewer has ever asked.
Yeah, he might have. I honestly, I like kind of just like zoned out for most of it and was thinking about the other one, because the other one was just way more conversational. And like,
you were thinking about another podcast while listening to
it. I was.
This sounds insane,
dude. It was sick. Like he like talked about like Superbad and like how that was like the first movie he wrote that like really got like some attention and shit like that.
Sure.
And how they like went about casting it and like just the whole like, but it wasn't like this like, let me tell you these behind the scenes things. It was like, oh dude, yeah, like fucking Jonah Hill was like my buddy, and like he was Justin Long's roommate at the time.
And he's like, isn't Justin Long in that movie?
He's not in Superbad, but he's in like a whole bunch of other
set word things. Doesn't matter, keep going.
But he like just like kind of like fills everybody in on all that shit. And then
word,
he was talking about the cop, like he, because he plays a cop in the movie, he's like one of the cops. And he's like, yeah, that people, he was like, we literally went on a ride along, like with like the LAPD, because you can just do that.
Yeah. Well, you can do it in Worcester. You can request a.
Yeah. And he's like, those characters were not that way. Like they weren't as insane. They were written to be like actual cops. Then he's like, then we spent an entire night with actual cops, and that's what they act like. He's like, they're fucking idiots. Like he's like, the cop, like, oh, like 99% of what the cops in that movie do, he literally lived through in one ride along. It was like, oh my god, we have to rewrite these parts. Like, we can't, this is too good. And then he's like, the best part about it is like 20 whatever 15 years later, people keep coming up to him being like, dude, that movie is the reason why I became a cop. And he's like, oh, you didn't get it. Like he's so good that like he's just, I love that. Like, I love, that's, like, making
fun of things. My mouth was wide open for a second, listeners. Keep going.
Yeah. I love, like, making fun of things and having it just kind of, like, go over people's heads. Like, I can't do that. But, like, I like when that's, like, the comedy I like.
Sure.
And, like, the fact that he did that with this movie, I mean, I fucking love Superbad, but, like, he did it with this movie and was, like, people are like, that's the reason I'm a cop. And he's like, dude, like, you clearly didn't get the joke, but whatever.
That would bum me out.
Oh, I thought, I fucking love it. It's so good. So yeah, that podcast completely, like 100% changed my entire view on everything. It's as deep, it's about as deep as I am right now.
You go full. Anyway. You're talking absolutes. It literally changed everything about your life.
It did. Dude, I'm telling you, it did. Like,
so what are you going to do? Are you going to be an actor now?
No, fuck no. Hell no.
Are you going to start smoking weed?
I mean, not smoking weed.
I know you eat and drink your weed.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't start smoking it. But still, like, I do really want...
Seth would think you're cooler if you did.
Seth will never think I'm cool, and that's totally fine. He does talk, obviously, he talks a lot about weed. But he was like, yeah, he literally smokes weed just, like, all day long. He's like, smoked weed all day, every day for, like, 25 years.
Yeah, it's his company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He kind of talks about that. But I want one of those ashtrays, even though I don't need it. Yeah. I just think they're cool.
That's one of those ashtrays in your house, I'm going to come smoking it. Be careful.
I mean, you'll have to take that up with Naomi.
Deal. I know.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, man, it changed my... So the main thing I took from it, right?
Because
I was inspired as fuck. Like, just super inspired about with everything. Actual ideas for like content for work, had actual ideas for content for Seltzer Time, like things I just couldn't do for weeks.
I'd love to hear it. Genuinely love to hear it, that you found something. It's just funny to me what inspired you, but please continue.
So that's the thing. It clicked. I do not do well like being told what to do, like at all. I've never been able to do it. And I think like listening to like all the marketing podcasts that are like fucking,
you should do this, you should do that.
And then I'm like, well, it doesn't work, first of all. But also, like, that's how it works for you guys, not for, like, me. Like, I know what works for me. And then when I start doing what I'm supposed to do, it doesn't work anymore. You know what I mean? Like, when I start doing what, like, and they're like, this is the fucking thing. Like, no, it's not. And, like, listening to Seth Rogen, I was like, holy shit. Like, I've never been more inspired listening to anything in my entire life. Driving into work for like a whole day where like I have to be like creative most of that time, I cannot listen to like people talk about shit unless they're funny. So like I have to just listen to this like comedy podcast. Like that's where I find my inspiration, is through comedy stuff, not through like fucking boring marketing shit or people like talking about like the world. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. So that's it. If you take anything from this, people, it is that everything sucks unless it's funny.
Well, so like I take a lot from comedy too. That's partly why I've befriended the comedians and are, I'm actually literally wearing a Hootenanny shirt as we speak.
Ooh,
nice. You can't see that, viewer, sorry, or listener, but like,
it was beautiful. It was pink. It was great.
I too appreciate the way comedians see the world and the way they interact with it. Like we just did the Roast of Worcester and we had both Joe Petty and Sean Woods in the room. We had the stream. You can go find it on.
I wanted to go to that so bad. I was so sick.
Yeah. Sorry. You were sick, homie.
It's okay. I mean, I was like finally like better then, but like, yeah, barely. It's like, maybe I won't go out.
Dude, the White Room is dope. Not only
new ownership, so I did
that. Right? Yeah, well, it's not really ownership. It's just Birgit and Louie from Sprinkler Factory running it.
Oh, cool.
And they're putting a lot of cool events. Like last night I went to Poets Cauldron, ran by
that was sick.
Yeah. Bruja the Villain. And she puts together a sick show. There was a live band. My dude Jeff was playing on drums. I don't know who the keys player was, but he was pretty good too. Had a bunch of vendors set up. It was interesting. It was an interesting vibe. And like there was a cool mix of people. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just no jerks pushing me out into the city more, or like just my own interest and want to be a part of a thick and thriving community.
Yeah.
I'm just going to more of these events. Like Sean Rainford from the Food Hub asked me to come speak at a gathering of their launching diverse food entrepreneurs meeting. Like, so they run this.
Is that the thing Anita was at?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's part of it. So Anita's part of it. My neighbor Jeff's a part of it. My friend Sharina's a part of it. I'm actually getting coffee with her. She's a local artist. Yeah, dude, it was interesting, but I just got to talk about marketing and logos and the power of branding. But like a lot of what you're describing too, about how I didn't want to tell them what to do with their social media, with their marketing, because that's the advice I give people, is go with what's already in your gut. Like if you're a crazy person, if you like being silly in front of a camera, yeah, make videos all damn day. If you don't want to put yourself in that space, if you can, you know, spend 6 hours in Canva, then make that shit.
Yeah.
Like just go with what you know. That'll be great. That's how I got floaty friends. I just went with what I know and it ended up working out rad.
See,
we're tying this whole 2-episode thing together. Oh yeah, you don't know this yet, but Ricky, we just recorded 2 episodes.
I mean, that works for me. So now, like the next time you speak at anything, you're gonna be like, guys, like, here you go. Like, we're gonna DM you this in your inbox. There's gonna be this link to this podcast, and it's fucking Seth Rogen.
Guys, if Ricky will send you the link to this podcast, you go hit up Seltzer Time at our Instagram. Ask for the link. He will
Justin Long better at least have us on the podcast in the future, just to like say what's up and to thank us for all the 68 listens he's going to get for that episode from us talking about it.
I forgot to tell you one really, really cool thing about No Jerks Network. Justin, I've already told you.
To the next one.
No.
Actually, I don't really care if I meet Justin Long. Seth Rogen's going
to be. Maybe not Justin Long, but the mayor of Boston might show up because Michelle Wu follows No Jerks Network.
That, when you DM me that, I was like, that's weird.
And I was like,
but cool weird. Like,
I'm pumped. I don't know what she wants from me. Like, she hasn't even like reached out, obviously. She hasn't, but I think she just thinks it's cool. But she follows like less than 2,000 accounts, and one of them happens to be the No Jerks Network.
I wonder if she can get us Bruins tickets.
We are not using the No Jerks Network for personal gain. Now, as soon as she follows Seltzer Time, you can reach out to her and ask her for your Bees tickets.
I'm like, Michelle, what's up?
Yo, Wu Train.
I gotta ask, can you get us a box with Seth for the Bruins? For Blink. Fuck, I want to go to Blink.
My friend Seth Rogie's coming in.
Yeah, can you get us a box with Seth for the Bruins, for the Blink-182 show?
It's a part Bruins, part Blink-182 show?
Well, I'm just thinking like...
That's rad as hell. They play around Blink-182.
Oh, that's my dream. But if
outside,
she can get me
outside
into,
of Fenway. Keep going.
Yeah. If she can get me into Blink.
When is Blink?
May something. It's the same weekend as Taylor Swift. It's a very busy weekend in my life. Taylor Swift is doing 3 nights at Gillette Stadium. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that Sunday, Blink's at the Garden. So my goal... Well, I will be at one of the Taylor Swift shows. And I will be at Blink. I don't care what it takes. I'll be in there. But my absolute goal is like, oh, we're going to be at Saturday's Taylor Swift show and the Blink show. And then I want so badly for somebody to be like, yo, I got these Friday Taylor Swift tickets. Like, you want them? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I can do it. And then I do like 2 Taylors and a Blink.
2 Taylors and a Blink.
And then that's when you'll know that I've like really hit the best moments of my life.
All right, listeners, well, you will have to check back
in.
Last time
Taylor Swift played Gillette, Naomi and I went, and we did Warped Tour during the day, and then Taylor Swift at night. And it was the same day. It was so sick.
So it was like Taylor Swift headlined your Warped Tour.
Yes, it was literally, that's pretty much what it felt like. It was awesome. And we were like delivering. I had a friend who was on the tour, so I was like bringing her Polar seltzers. So I have this like funny picture of Naomi like carrying like cases of Polar through Warped Tour. I was like, this is awesome. And then we went to Taylor Swift that night, and it was very much like, that's probably what my brain actually looks like. It's like, it's a Taylor Swift's headlining my Warped Tour, and my wife is carrying seltzers.
And the Bruins are playing somewhere.
And the Bruins, yeah, they're somewhere around there. Be great.
Well, dear listeners, you will have to check back in with us next week, now that you've heard this part. I don't know how the other one ends quite yet, but excuse me, what's weird is I don't know how it ends, but you do in this moment that I'm saying it, which is kind of cool.
I do?
No, well,
oh, you like, do. I definitely don't.
you don't in this moment, but the listener does, because it's already happened for them a week ago. But two weeks in our future. I'm smoking a lot of weed.
I've been Travis. Like, killing it.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Likewise. And I've been Travis Duda. You can find me at Hunchback Travis by my website, travisduda.com. Floaty Friends will be available on there soon. If you really want one, just hit me up, DM me. We can work out a price. And I love you all. Well, find us at seltzertime.com.
Yeah. I have been Ricky. sorry, I was dancing the whole time Travis was saying
was
that, because I'm very
lovely.
Excited about all of it. And I honestly like kind of lost my breath, but also threw myself off track. I have not been in, I haven't had any weed. I've just had tea and I'm just ready to go to sleep. I have been Ricky. You can find me at DickChuck77 on everything. Seltzer Time Official on everything. Probably going to be talking a lot more about Seth Rogen in the coming 50 or 60 years of my life. We will hang out. It'll be awesome. And I don't know. Oh, real quick. Fuck yeah. The Telegram pizza thing. They're so wrong. It's so stupid. There's a lot. We'll do a whole episode or something about it in the future. But
well, like, how do we do our own? We got to just do our own.
Yeah, we'll figure something out because people are pissed and I agree with them. But yeah, so yeah, just follow us, like us, do the things, add the things, share the things, check
be
it out.
Be the things, come be to the things, join the city.
Do it, be a part of it.
High fives.
Fucking just do stuff.
Fart on Polar Park.
Everything out fart on it, just like do what you gotta do, but mostly I don't know, whatever, do whatever you want. See you guys later, bye.